Gentlelady yields back. Are there further opening statements? Chair recognizes Mr. Johnson for 3 minutes. I got that wrong on the other.
Thank you, Chair Rogers, for recognizing me at today's important markup. Three of the bills we're considering today were advanced by the Environment, Manufacturing, and Critical Materials Subcommittee to protect consumer choice and access to affordable, reliable, and secure vehicles and fuels. We discussed in depth in multiple hearings, as well as our recent subcommittee markup, that the American people are concerned. But here we are at the height of summer driving season, and the Biden administration is attempting a litany of tactics to interfere with the American people's choice in mobility. Thankfully, Republicans on this committee are listening to the people's concerns. Americans rely on their cars and trucks to commute to work, take their kids to school, check in on grandparents and loved ones, run to the grocery store, to the bank, to receive medical care, and many others. In my rural part of the country, in Appalachia, any number of these could be 30 or 40 miles away. And it's well known that mobility is essential for the well-being and welfare of all Americans, but not just physical mobility. It's also economic mobility, upward mobility. People must be able to have the vehicles they choose and need to get the job done and provide for their families. Unfortunately, the Biden administration has issued regulation after regulation to force electric vehicles on the American people before either consumers or the grid are ready for it. Not to mention they ignore the true global environmental impact of EVs, which is likely not as, quote, green as proponents say. Luckily, Republicans have solutions to ensure that Americans can buy the cars they want at a price they can afford now and into the future. First, H.R. 1435 would prevent the EPA from issuing California a waiver for vehicle emission standards if the state's standards directly or indirectly limit the sale of new vehicles with internal combustion engines. This bill is timely because California recently submitted a waiver for its Advanced Clean Cars 2 proposal, which require all new passenger vehicles to be zero emission vehicles by 2035. We can't let California force its disastrous policies on the rest of the country. Next, H.R. 4468, the CARS Act, would prevent the EPA from implementing what we refer to as the tailpipe emissions rule, which would require two-thirds of new car sales to be electric by 2032. Cox Automotive estimates that there are 90,000 battery electric vehicles sitting on dealership lots right now because American consumers don't want to buy them. This while automakers from Tesla and Ford slash prices and manipulate tax credits in an attempt to entice buyers. We aren't against the EVs, but such government mandates are not letting the free market play out. It's not sustainable. And lastly, we've got H.R. 4469, which would clarify that the EPA is not authorized to create an eRINs program. So with that, I want to again be very clear that none of these bills prevent the Americans from purchasing EVs if it makes sense for them and they want them, but we must ensure that they do not have to live with the de facto government EV mandates if they prefer another type of vehicle. I look forward to advancing this legislation on our agenda today, and I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Chair recognizes the ranking member of the subcommittee, Mr. Tonko, for 3 minutes for the purposes of an opening statement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I express my opposition to the three partisan bills that have been advanced by the Environment,